In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How can a gracious God allow suffering? If God is love, and if he truly is all-powerful, why doesn't he remove natural disasters, floods, fires, etc.? Why doesn't he remove the diseases and the pain and the illnesses, viruses, bacteria that cause so much pain and anguish on this earth? We can understand why those who are bad are afflicted, but we have a hard time to understand why those who are good suffer the same affliction. Why do innocent children get crippling and deadly diseases? I suppose a simple answer is, God has fixed it all. And now he shakes the earth to shake your hearts so that you believe it. It's a bit ironic that as we head toward winter, Jesus gives us a sign for summer. He could have said, when you see the leaves fall and the wind nip, when the days grow shorter and the darkness longer, when cold and dreariness fill the air, then you know that winter is near. But he doesn't. Instead, he gives a sign for summer. Because winter is not the time for life and growth. Summer is. Summer is coming when life bursts forth. So we are not headed toward the darkness of winter, but we are headed toward the flourishing of summer. Creation will soon break out of its dreary curse. The wolf will dwell with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the young goat. The ox and the lion and the fattened calf together. The earth is coming to an end, but life is not coming to an end. Life will continue on. Life is just beginning. A chaotic, cursed world is ending, but not life. Soon life will burst forth with an angelic cry, trumpets, heavenly clouds, and eternal glory. So don't be fooled into thinking that life and earth are the same thing. The earth is not needed for life. So this earth will not last forever. It will pass away. Its resources are limited. The dirt, the rocks, the mountains, none of it is eternal. We are not the ones, though, who get to abuse this earth and to destroy it. We are to take care of it as we are able. God is the one who shakes the earth. God is the one who will destroy this world. He destroys it through hurricanes and floods and fires. He reshapes the coastlines. He moves mountains. He changes weather patterns. Why? Because he is love. Yes, men die from such things, and those Christians who die are whisked away into heaven while judgment has come upon the unbelieving. But chiefly, he sends such things to wake us up out of our spiritual slumber. He wants to bring all out of a cursed world and into the tranquility of summer. Our sin is what destroyed this earth. God saw that he had made, and it was very good. And we ruined it. And we deserve far worse than what we actually endure in this life. We ruin God's perfect creation. So if we think that God is somehow mean and evil because he has not fixed this world in the way that we would have, then really we fail to see just the depths of our own sin and depravity and what they deserve. The whole world is like this. Not because Eve killed Adam, but because she ate a wrong piece of food. And now you see how great your sin is. It is one sin that separates you from God forever. Not many, not great, not grotesque sins, but one sin deprives you from God's goodness for all eternity. So truth be told, we deserve a world that is far worse than the world that we currently inhabit. So do we want to live on this world forever? Do we want God to make us live here forever with floods and fires and earthquakes and broken relationships, needing glasses and canes and walkers, unable to move like we once did? Do we really want God to lengthen these days eternally? God is love. And in love, he sent his Son to enter our sorry condition, live in a cursed world, to endure our hunger and disease, to face our thirst, to bring forth health, satiety, relief, and life. Wherever Christ went, there life followed. There was health and healing. His miracles are boundless, and you know them well. But understand, those miracles are also temporary. Not one was eternal. So when they wanted to make him a bread king, they wanted him to give them life forever on this earth. Forever enduring fires, forever enduring floods, forever enduring blindness and accidents and catastrophes and sickness and viruses and diseases and leprosy. Forever living in a cursed world. That's what they're asking Christ to give them. So God will not be a bread king. He will not fix this world in the way we want, because he desires to give us far greater things. The eternal God entered our curse, took on our sin, didn't just deal with the symptoms of the problem, but went down to the very root of the problem to take away sin. If one sin made the world like this, then one act of redemption redeems us not simply from sin, but also from the curse. He bears our sin and dies the death we deserve so that we might receive the life that he deserves. None of us should enter heaven. But through the cross of Christ, heaven is now our home. But we forget it. We forget his cross. We forget that he has fixed everything in our life by his cross. We forget that heaven is our home. We forget that this world is cursed. We forget that the earth itself is dying. And so our hearts begin to get weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and marijuana, anything to try to escape the reality of a suffering and fallen world. There's no wonder why depression is on the rise, anxiety on the rise, worrying is on the rise as Christianity has declined, and as the world has become a worse place to live. They recognize the signs are all there of something great happening, but have no idea what it actually means. So they escape, creating a virtual reality or AI, something else to distract themselves from this reality. But not the Christian. The Christian will use those things of AI and virtual reality, but the Christian will never dull his senses so that he forgets the reality that Christ is coming. That is his reality. That is where he lives. The natural disasters do not point to death, but they point to life. Not destruction, but to redemption. Winter is not coming, summer is. Life is getting ready to burst forth like we've never seen before. Yes, the world is passing away and soon will be destroyed. The sun itself will melt in the heat of that heavenly fire. How hot that fire must be to melt the sun. God is shaking the earth so that you might listen to his word. So take your stand on that word. The signs are all there. Nations live in fear because they know not the word of God. Men are afraid of what is happening because they don't know what God's word says. They do whatever they can to stop the signs, to end the change, to make things go back to what they would term normal, because they don't believe that life is coming. They see only destruction, pain, and death. But you have the Word of God. You know His promises. You know the very heart of God, which issued forth blood and water from His holy cross. And so you view everything through that cross. You view earthquakes and comets and hurricanes and blood moons all through the cross of Christ. You view pain and suffering and disease and death all through the cross of Christ. God is not mean. God is not wicked. God is not evil, because He has actually fixed this world through His cross. He who did not spare His own Son will not make you live here forever, but declares heaven to be your home. So watch yourselves, Christ warns. Don't forget His word. Don't view the word of God or the cross as nothing more than taking care of a spiritual problem while all the physical problems you must tend to. His cross is literally everything. Summer is coming because of that cross. The world is not spiraling out of control then, but it is in the hands of a loving Savior who redeemed the world, who meticulously orders all things, yes, fires, floods, hurricanes, COVID, diseases, and all disasters, who meticulously orders all things to wake you up. So violent storms are sprouting leaves. Fires are buds. Raging seas are the lengthening of days. Comets and blood moons are nothing more than the warm summer afternoon as the sun begins to climb higher and higher in the sky. Nothing bad is coming. It's what we've waited for our entire life. So stand firm on the word of God, lest, like Peter, you begin to see all the stuff around you and sink down into despair. Yes, it will get worse. It will not get better. It will get worse, but life itself is blooming. Don't confuse the earth with life. The Lord is coming. You see the signs. We find no joy in the destruction that it brings. We want men to enter life, not death. But we know what they mean. Natural disasters are increasing because He is coming sooner rather than later. As a father's tone intensifies when his child is not listening, until dad finally gets up and goes to that child, so also God's calls continue to intensify. He loves all and wants all to be saved with Him, so He desires all to wake up, to repent, and to believe His word. He shakes the earth to shake men out of their spiritual slumber. The earth is passing away. You can see it with your eyes. You can feel it in your bodies. But the word of the Lord will endure forever. And so your life is only just beginning. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.